The mild night, another night too, with a chance some patches of fog about the area. We'll be fine-tuning possible fog issues over the next couple of mornings, and tomorrow included, followed by a sunny day. We're on a roll with spring-like weather continuing, but some clouds too are coming back. 60s early on, go to a high, warming up to about 80 tomorrow. Then even warmer yet, about low 80s. Friday, Saturday, partly cloudy to cloudy conditions daily, and each day, beginning tomorrow night through Saturday night, there'll be a chance of some widely scattered showers. Another cold front's going to bring us back to some taste of winter early next week. By Sunday, it's cooler again, 60s, even colder in the mornings and afternoons, under dry conditions Monday, Tuesday next week. Ralph Sanji, WGSO.
If you're trying to quit any form of nicotine, you don't have to do it alone. Nicotine Anonymous is a 12-step program of recovery here to help. Nicotine-anonymous.org. Let us share our experience with you.
And good afternoon. This is Susan Berniker with Health Connections. Hope everybody's feeling good after Mardi Gras. I think we all need a little boost. Okay, today I'm doing something a little different. You know, I bring on all these experts, but I am bringing on an expert in a whole different kind of way. He's not a doctor or a cardiologist or, you know, a guru type. He is a real life person that experienced something in his life that changed him and his future life completely. His name is Wayne Elliott, and he's someone who lived through very serious heart challenges and chose early in his life to go to prevention, enough to change the course of his entire life. And so I want to bring Wayne on right now. Hi, Wayne.
Hello, Susan. How are you?
Good. How are you today?
Always well, thank you.
Good, okay. I was just telling him I always have these, you know, doctors and naturopaths, and I have all these alternative people on that have big degrees, but you have a degree in life.
Yeah, you might say that. I'm in my 55th year of family businesses, and so I've been around, I guess, Susan.
Yeah, now you told me when I just talked to you for shortly before that you had a heart attack at 35?
I did.
Wow, that's unbelievable. Even that many years ago, that was crazy then. It's crazy now.
That's 37 years ago. And I did it to myself. I was an athlete. I played football and baseball. And when I stopped playing those sports, I kept eating like I was still playing. So I had gained, I guess, 40 or so pounds by then that I shouldn't have gained. Mm-hmm. I was smoking. But the worst was, from age 14 to 19, I all but lived on milkshakes. I worked at a Dairy Queen, and then I leased at the Dairy Queen when I was 16 years old, and I drank milkshakes from 8:30 in the morning until midnight every day.
Oh, they let you have any as much as you wanted, right?
Well, I owned the business. Oh. I owned I leased the Dairy Queen the last 3 years myself, so it was my own profits I was drinking, but
you were an entrepreneur at a young age.
Earlier, when I played, played football, and the chocolate milk and milk was free on campus in the cafeteria, I just drank huge amounts of milk and chocolate milk. I could have 15, 20 glasses of chocolate milk for dessert after supper, and I just never filled me up the milk. And anyway, it clogged my arteries, though.
Oh.
And I had that heart attack at age 35 in my front lawn at one of my boys' birthday parties. And I couldn't see for a bit. I'll never know how long it was. And when I could see, I was on my hands and knees on the grass. And no pain after the sledgehammer in the chest, the first thing that I guess knocked me down. And I didn't do anything for 6 months. Didn't see a doctor or anything.
Oh,
and
wow.
Then the other thing started happening. Then I was getting the angina symptoms, the leg cramps, sweats, shortness of breath. And I tried to make excuses for all of them, but that night sweats got me. Even in the wintertime, I would soak the bed and sweating. So I did go to doctors and cardiologists and internal specialist, and they all talked about surgeries and pharmaceuticals, and I just said no to all of it. And then my blood pressure went high, higher than it should have been, and my heart went out of rhythm. That was the most troublesome symptom of everything I had, was that irregular heartbeat. It was supraventricular tachycardia. And what happened was my heart raced every sixth beat, and ooh, I felt it every time, and wow, day and night, never stopped. That was the one that bugged me the most. But what I did do, Susan, never even investigated anything. I did plan to die young. Got everything out of my name, into my young son's names, and I thought I would be the youngest in our family that suffers heart disease. And so I did plan to do that. And then the luckiest day, I can't believe that I made it till into my 41st year.
I can't believe it either, you know, not doing anything immediately. You had youth on your side, I think.
I even smoked through those years.
Oh my gosh.
And I was still carrying more weight than I should have. You know, I played ball at 225 pounds, and I'd gotten up to in the high 240s, you know.
Wow.
Anyway, the luckiest day of my life was when a friend called me and told me he had moved to the other coast of British Columbia, told me that he had had a heart attack, and a friend that he knew from AA meetings, when he told his friend he was scared to death, they told him he'd have to have open heart surgery. His friend brought out a bottle of the Strauss heart drops and showed it to him, and Ted took it, and his bypass surgery was canceled. Well, as soon as he told me this, I said, give me the details, Ted. Where do I call? And I called them and got a bottle, talked to the lady for half an hour, got a bottle express shipped to me.
And you thought, I think I'm going to try this first.
Well, I was just so hopeful, you see.
Yes.
I didn't even really know I had anxiety. I had just lost really the will to do much of anything. And I was right at my bottom, really. I spent 11 weekends in a row in my bedroom watching the History Channel and hoping the phone didn't ring, and I couldn't do my job properly crawling through ships, and I didn't even want a quarterback for both teams anymore when the boys were playing out on the beach with their pals. And
wow.
I didn't know I had anxiety. I just knew I wasn't right.
Mm-hmm.
And I'll tell you, Susan, 2 weeks into taking the heart drops, the hearing returned to my left ear. I could always hear noise, but I could never make out what you were saying. Could never use the phone in my left ear. And the hearing came back. I had no dream that that was cholesterol. I thought it was from running.
You thought it was your hearing, yeah.
Playing football.
Getting hit in the head.
Listening to music. But no, it was cholesterol. And then before I ordered the second bottle.
Wait, you said it's cholesterol. So cholesterol was affecting your hearing?
Absolutely. There's
wow.
No, it doesn't just stop in your heart arteries or your carotid arteries to your brain. That's what we think of all the time, Susan, is a heart attack or a brain attack, a stroke, because, you know, they're very important arteries, and those two organs, our brain and our heart, won't function without the oxygen they need. So that's what we always think of. But wherever you've got blood flow, you have a cholesterol issue, you've got cholesterol.
Mm.
Your toes, your eyes, your ears, everywhere.
Mm-hmm.
So that's the beauty of the Strauss heart drops. They seek to make blood flow everywhere. We have one of those 50,000 kilometers of vessels inside us, the tiny capillaries to our skin, our largest organ, and everywhere else. And that's what's crucial, is circulation. For diabetics, it is their problem. Diabetics have a 4 to 5 times greater chance of a heart attack or stroke than do those of us that do not have diabetes.
Mm-hmm.
It's very serious. And so diabetics are the only people that we say at Strauss should stay on Strauss heart drops for life. You don't need to take extra, but that circulation is what's key to you.
Yeah.
You know, other people, like I had the angina and the irregular heartbeat. So I met Jim Strauss in the 5th month taking my heart drops. I took the train out to the West Coast and met Jim Strauss.
This was what, in the 70s, 80s?
No, this would have been
90s?
90, what would that have been, 97 or 6, something
okay.
like that.
Oh, okay. So, yeah.
And I said, Jim, your heart drops, it's unbelievable. I've been taking them for over 4 months now. I feel like Superman. It's my life has changed. It's unbelievable to me. And I said, however, my blood... See, I didn't even ever have a booklet, Susan. I didn't know they made other formulas. So I said,
yeah,
however,
you were just introduced
to
that, right? That was your friend introduced you to that, and you went with it. And
yes,
you didn't even know about other stuff.
The company and ordered those Strauss heart drops, you see?
Yeah.
So when I got out there and met Jim, I said, I do have high blood pressure still, and my heartbeat's gone irregular, and it's driving me crazy. And he said, if you've been taking the heart drops and you're into your fifth month and you still have high blood pressure, then your kidneys are the problem. We have kidney support formula. That's what you need for your blood pressure. And he said, your irregular heartbeat, you need our CardioCom formula. In the U.S., it's called Cardio Support. And he said, that's made for helping the body repair damaged heart cells. And the most difficult heart ailment to treat, arrhythmia, irregular heartbeat. So, my right hand to God, Susan, I took each of those, the kidney formula and the CardioCom, the cardio support formula, for 3 months. And until I got myocarditis 2 years ago, so for than 25 years, my blood pressure was 120 over 70. It never varied.
That is great.
Which is fabulous.
I love where we're going here, but we're going to go to break real quick. We're going to get cut off.
Sure.
So, Wayne, hang on. You're listening to Health Connections. This is Susan Berniker. We're speaking with Wayne Elliott, who has become a health and wellness educator over the years because he had a dramatic heart attack at 35 and changed his life. And he's telling us about what happened, and we'll be right back.
Celebrating our 80th anniversary, we're also growing, bringing you new programming, new ideas, but the same commitment to local voices and independent talk radio. But we can't do it without you. If WGSO matters to you, please consider making a donation today. You can give at WGSO.com or donate right on the WGSO app, which you can download for free. Thank you for supporting WGSO, where the conversation continues.
Pet Shop and Rescue is a nonprofit volunteer-run rescue. We provide adoption services and care for homeless animals across the New Orleans metro area. We also offer pet supplies and grooming services at our downtown and Marigny locations. The shops are located at 839 Spain Street and 513 Dumaine Street and are open from 9 a.m. to 6 p.m. weekdays and noon to 6 on Saturdays, noon to 5 on Sundays. We can be found on the web at BigEasyPetShop.com. Support local animals in need by shopping and adopting with Big Easy Animal Rescue.
Hi, this is Rusty from the Olive Branch Cafe. We use only the freshest ingredients, and we prepare everything from scratch 7 days a week. West Bank born, West Bank raised, West Bank proud. The Olive Branch Cafe, Marrero in Algiers.
When the time came, I knew I had to find a place where Mom would be safe and active while still feeling independent. A place that was close to all of us and everything she needed. Locally owned and operated in the heart of Gonzales, I found Francois Ben Senior Living. They specialize in independent and assisted living and memory care.
Call 225-647-BEND for more information on our special pre-leasing offers.
Francois Ben Senior Living. Experience life as it should be.
A powerful threat calls for a greater response.
Not tomorrow.
Not in a few years.
But right now.
Some battles must be faced together. Cancer fighters stand up to cancer every day. And you can be part of this battle too.
Visit standuptocancer.org to learn more.
Together, we can save lives.
Boy, have we got a show for you this week. Ever wonder where all the great songs have gone? Well, we found them. Hey everyone, I'm Pat Matthews, your host of 70s Deja Vu. And once again, I'll be looking in the rearview mirror, and I'll see you in the back seat. Join me for some great music, all selected to get you going on 70s Deja Vu. Sunday morning at 7 a.m. right here on 990 a.m. WGSO.
And we're back. You're listening to Susan Berniker. You're listening to Health Connections. And I have an interesting real-life scenario happening today. It's a real story of prevention that spans three decades. His name is Wayne Elliott. He played football in school. He thought he was healthy, but he was telling us he drank milkshakes way too much and he didn't eat right. And he was a football player. And you know how guys, you know, they think, oh, I could do it. But he found out at 35 he had a heart attack, and that really changed his life. And Wayne, we're back. And
okay,
you were talking, yeah. You know, what was interesting is you were talking about you got the irregular heartbeat that bothered you the most, which made you take more action. You were a smoker. My God, you were doing everything to kill yourself.
Yeah, it's it's really something that I did.
I think the exercise kind of helped you a little bit, and your youth. I mean, you were young, but 35 to have a heart attack in any decade is ridiculous, right?
Yeah. Yeah, it sure is, and I did it to myself. You know, I have to admit that. But, you know, the beauty of it, Susan, is I haven't had so much as an aspirin in 30 years now. I have no intention of ever having a pharmaceutical. They tell me that I do have some damage to my heart from that myocarditis, the inflammation of the heart. Mm. And that was tough. Boy, there was a couple of weeks there that I wasn't sure, to be honest with you. It was very rough. I never went in the hospital. I stayed at home.
And, you know, I think your delay of doing anything, I guess, damaged some of those heart cells, right, because you waited too long?
I don't know, because the only thing I've done, it's ironic, Susan, is the same three Strauss formulas that helped me so much and fixed me in the first place at age 40 is all I took. I did take turmeric curcumin. I took my vitamin D3 and the vitamin C, of course, and the minerals that I take. But the only medicine, per se, that I took was the natural medicine, the three Strauss formulas that had made me well in the first place. And that's all I'm taking to this day. And I'm hoping that my blood pressure has certainly gotten better. It's not as good as it was. It isn't 120 over 70. But it's acceptable for my age. Mm-hmm. And to be honest, the irregular heartbeat, I would say my heart is only regular. The heartbeat's only regular, I don't know, 90-some-odd percent of the time. It does still go out of rhythm again ever since that myocarditis. So, but I'm going to stay this course.
Well, it sounds like you're doing something right.
Saved me the first time. And I'm very healthy otherwise. And I'm so grateful, Susan.
Yes.
To the Strauss family. Jim Strauss was the seventh generation master herbalist and medicine man, and his son Peter, my dear friend, is the eighth. And these people just had their craft down so cold. So I'm forever grateful. I want everyone to have what I got, Susan. I was a goner, you know.
Yeah, you're lucky to be here.
I am.
Talking about the Strausses, this is a family that started natural remedies. What year did they start doing that?
Well, it's a couple of hundred years ago in Austria. Jim was taught by his grandmother and a couple of his aunts in Austria. And, of course, Jim taught his son Peter. But it does go back. Peter is the eighth generation medicine man and herbalist. And they've just made fabulous products. I mean, the rewards to me being involved now since, even though I'm really just a messenger, I didn't create anything.
Yeah.
I got saved. Being the messenger, it's just so rewarding to be involved in anything that can help people. And so I'll remain forever grateful. It was the most profound relationship of my life, my relationship with Jim Strauss. He lived with my family twice a year, a month at a time for 6 years. And it was just the best education I could have ever gotten about nature, our bodies, how everything connects. And
you were lucky to find that.
Oh, you're not kidding. I'm so grateful for that.
Let me ask you something. These things you're taking from Strauss, I would think, because you're what you're saying, so this would help the circulation.
Absolutely. The Strauss heart drops are, there is nothing like them in this world, Susan. I know they're selling aged garlic capsules now, and they're good. There's no question they're good for you. Aged garlic is historically proven for centuries.
Yeah, aged garlic, right.
Well, it's one of eight ingredients in the Strauss heart drops, so we guarantee much more. This isn't just to lower your blood cholesterol level. No, you want 100% blood flow everywhere, from your hair on your head to your toenails. Every cell needs blood, that's why we have 50,000 kilometers of vessels in us. There's nothing more important than that blood circulation.
Okay, let me ask you this. What is the one heart health myth that today that misleads people?
It's horrible. It's the biggest thing in the Western medicine business. It's the cholesterol myth.
Yes.
And that is that blood cholesterol, you get your blood tested and your cholesterol level's a certain level. The myth is that that's basically a meaningless test because it never hurt anyone floating in their blood. It isn't sugar. Right. It never hurt anyone. Where it hurts you is when it's stuck somewhere restricting your blood flow. Mm-hmm. So ironically, and this is the ironic part, Susan, 8 out of 10 heart attack victims have low blood cholesterol, just like I did. The doctor would have never suggested the statins or blood thinners to me. He said my cholesterol was perfect year after year. Then I had the heart attack. So low blood cholesterol may mean that you have restrictions and blockages if it's not floating in your blood. So what's a very important point is when someone like me who needs the Strauss heart drops, who has restricted blood flow and clogged arteries, when they take the Strauss heart drops, they should expect their blood cholesterol level to go up. Mine went from 3, we have a different scoring system in Canada. Mine went from 3.0, which they said was perfect, to 8.1. My doctor was excited. Geez, Wayne, I'm going to have to. I said, no, you're not putting me on anything, Doc. I feel like Superman. and so 8 out of 10 heart attack victims have low blood cholesterol, Susan, not high. So if you had what they consider high, your body may be working perfectly. If you take Strauss heart drops and you need them, you should expect for a period of time as it's dissolving that plaque safely.
Then it makes it go
the blood system is the only transportation system in our body for our oxygen, our water, our medicine, our waste, our food. It's all the only other transportation system is our immune system, which carries our lymphatic system, which carries immune cells and lymphatic cells. But all the other stuff, water, food, medicine, is in our blood, the all-important oxygen. So restrictions aren't what you want to live with. You want 100% blood flow like you are built with. You know.
Yeah, you want it moving.
You want it moving, and you want it everywhere you have a vessel to carry it. That's the beauty of the Strauss heart drops. So
you know,
the synergies between these herbs in the heart drops and the aged garlic is just wonderful. So after about my... See, I was clogged up pretty good. So after my second blood test, my high blood cholesterol began to come down, went to 6. Mm-hmm. And I thought, well, there, I'm getting cleaned out. And the last blood test, I was 3.1. And I was very happy. Of course, I felt like Superman. I had energy.
It sounds like it breaks it up, and therefore then your body will show in a test that it's higher, but then it goes away because it's breaking down and leaving.
Well, it's leaving, but it doesn't break, you see. That would be dangerous if you had chunks floating around. But it's more like Drano, Susan.
Drano.
When we get
that's
a clogged sink.
That's a good one. Okay. You're so great. Okay, listen. We're going to the news. So we're going to take a quick break. We're talking to Wayne Elliott. And Wayne had a heart attack at 35, and he's telling us how he got rid of it, and he's had a great life since. It changed his life. You're listening to Health Connection, Susan Berniker. We're going to go to the news, and we'll be right back after the news to hear the rest of the story.
Down here in New Orleans, we like things bold, flavorful, and unforgettable, just like your business should be. That's why at Sir Speedy Signs Print and Marketing, we've added a dash of local spice. Not only do we deliver the signs, prints, and marketing that make your business shine, but we also carry unique souvenirs, NOLA notions, and How the Cajun Lady accent seasoning. Come on by and take home a taste of New Orleans with your print order. Sir Speedy, where business meets Cajun flavor.
Everybody, boys and girls, and all you flashback freaks, here's what we promised you. It's what New Orleans loves best, oldies, but not the kind that you can dance to. It's the voices of talk radio hosts back 25 years ago when it all began. You'll hear old commercials, newscasts, PSAs, but most of all, the voices of Larry Regan, Ed Butler, Keith Rush, Nutton Jeff, even threw in Jeff Cuere there. Callers back then also were the celebrities. So be sure to join us Saturdays at 11 a.m. with Jude Boo.
I'm pet trendologist Charlotte Reed. Listen to the Pet Buzz airing every Saturday at 6 p.m. on WGSO 990 AM, the community voice of the Crescent City.
Don't get stuck in boring talk radio. Give it a much needed splash of laughs and a little Southern Louisiana flavor with Implicit Bias Radio. I'm Kevon Bordelon. Join the crew and I each Saturday morning from 7 to 9 a.m. as we give our thoughts on what's going down around the country. We'll crack open a fresh bottle of whiskey each week as we talk about what's swirling around in our heads and in the glasses. The Implicit Bias Radio Show, every Saturday morning, 7 to 9 a.m. on WGSO 990 AM.
Don't miss Chew on This with John Clement and Patty B, 1 p.m. Saturdays on WGSO 990 AM and WGSO.com. New time, same great flavor.
Chef Jamie Gwen here. Tune in for delicious conversation and let me feed your soul every Sunday from 7 p.m. to 8 p.m. right here on WGSO 990
Louisiana Radio Network. I'm Andrew Greensteiner. Repeats Parish woman is convicted in connection with the wildfire west of Glenmora in March of 2023 when wildfires were burning rampantly due to a historic drought. Agriculture and Forestry Commissioner Mike Strain says the guilty verdict will cost Carrie Willis almost $10,000 as part of her sentence.
The woman was sentenced to 2 years probation, ordered to pay $872 to the local volunteer fire departments, but also approximately $9,000 in restitution to Royal Martin for the damage on those 27 acres.
Former Louisiana basketball standout Bo Lamar died this week at the age of 74. Kevin Foote covers UL Lafayette athletics for The Advocate and says Lamar was the catalyst for then Southwestern Louisiana's rise from an NAIA program to one of the top programs in the country at the Division I level.
He just was the star and had flash at a time where the Cajuns were considered a top 8-10 team in the country.
LRN.
The government can be messy. That's why I'm focused on helping you. I'm Congresswoman Julia Letlow, proudly representing Louisiana. You may be having issues with the IRS, the VA, or Social Security. If so, I'm at your service. Because that's what representation is all about, cutting through red tape to get results. If you're having issues with a federal agency, please reach out to me at letlow.house.gov.
Paid for by official funds authorized by the House of Representatives.
This is Insurance Commissioner Tim Temple. Sometimes dealing with an insurance company doesn't go the way it's supposed to, but you're not alone. If you have problems with an insurance company, agent, or adjuster, maybe want to talk about your coverage, or just have questions about an insurance issue, the Louisiana Department of Insurance is here to help you. Contact us at 800-259-5300, online at ldi.la.gov, or through our LDI Connect app.
Hey, have you heard? WGSO 990 AM just launched a brand new mobile app.
That's right, and it's not just for listening. It's fully interactive.
You can chat with us, vote in live polls, and even enter app-only contests.
Plus, quick access to everything WGSO, shows, social media, and more, all in one place.
Best part? It's totally free.
And available right now for both Apple and Android devices.
Download the new WGSO 990 AM app today and stay connected like never before.
Hey, do you ever wonder who really listens to talk radio? Or even, who is this new Lisa and why are we going live with her? And what does it mean to be unscripted? Hey guys, my name is Lisa Leonardi and I am the new talk show host of Live with Lisa Unscripted. My show is about living our unique NOLA life with a touch of inappropriateness and a ton of side-splitting laughs to get you home every Monday at 4 p.m. here on WGSO 990 AM.
Join me, Jack Clegg, for the Jack Clegg Show every Friday afternoon from 4 to 6 p.m. only on WGSO 990 AM.
Hey, Mimi, we love Wednesdays, but we're moving to a new time.
Listen to He Said, She Said, Wednesdays at 6 p.m.
As usual, we'll be discussing and debating the hot topics.
And taking your phone calls.
You can find out who's right. Of course, that's me.
No, wait, Jeff, I'm never wrong. Remember, happy wife, happy life.
So we'll have a lot to talk about on He Said, She Said.
Listen to The Crew of Crew Air Wednesdays at 6 p.m.
Right here on WGSO.
Join me, BJ Rust, every Saturday night for the Something to Say radio show on WGSO 990 AM and streaming live on WGSO.com.
Hi, this is Rusty, owner of the Olive Branch Cafe. Join me on Tuesdays at 4 for the Best Bank Hour on WGSO 990.
What doesn't kill you makes you stronger. Stand a little taller. Doesn't mean I'm lonely when I'm alone. What doesn't kill you makes you fighter.
We are back. This is Health Connections with Susan Berniker. You heard that song? You can be stronger. What almost kills you makes you stronger. That we played that just for you. Wayne. We're speaking with Wayne Elliott, who had a heart attack at 35. I can't believe he's here because, like, macho men, football players, you know, I'll be fine. And that's kind of what you did. You didn't go to the doctor or anything for a while. But you did have some eye-opening experiences and some great results in your life, and you were lucky to meet and talk to whoever that person turned you on to your remedy. And
oh, you bet.
And a little birdie told me that you were so exuberated and excited that this happened to you as a unhealthy smoker, all that person. You bought the company? Did you buy the company?
I did. Just this last, I helped my dear friend Peter Strauss a few years ago and took over half the company and took over management as well. He was unhappy with the current status at the time.
Yeah, because you never mentioned it to me. I didn't know that, but I remember having a doctor on, and I think he mentioned that to me, and I thought, wait, that was in the back of my head. That's why I wanted to ask you. So
yeah,
that's really putting your money where your mouth is.
Well, and then this September, I bought Peter's shares. So, of course, he works with us. I have him on a project now. He's a dear friend and a close friend. But he thought it was time for him to do that. So my family owns the Strauss Company now, and I'm just very proud of it, and I'm just very grateful that I get to do this every day, Susan.
You get to help people now.
Do my best to help people.
I love it. I love it. We have a visitor in the studio who has a really good friend that's about to have a heart transplant. Is that what it is? Wait, you got it home?
One of my closest friends, her husband, has been told he needs a heart transplant and a kidney transplant, and he is on dialysis now. He's not bedridden. He's still active as he tries to be. He's still working part-time, and they're very open to all kinds of healing, but I had never heard of this before, and I'm very excited to tell her about it. But given the fact that it's this advanced, that they're telling him he needs a transplant of both organs, is it too late, or should he get on these drops right away?
Well, I'd sure like to see him on them right away. We do have four people that had been given their death sentence. The one lady, she's a radio host, actually, was given 30 days to live. Mm-hmm. Another 60 days if she quit all the pain pills that they had given her, all with liver, complete cirrhosis of the liver. Mm-hmm. They're both alive and well, still a radio host. This lady's back to helping her grandchildren and cleaning houses, the other lady, and there's two gentlemen. So, you know, it's amazing what the body can do with the right help, and it's really another form of detoxing when you're clearing out plaque and the calcium and so forth. These heart drops have shown effective on a lot of people's varicose veins with that congealed blood. But I'd sure like to, and you feel free, please, Susan,
yes,
to give this young lady my telephone number, and if
yes,
she or this friend of hers or the gentleman would call me, I would love to try and help.
Yes, she just happened to come with me to the station because we had Mardi Gras yesterday, and she's a film director in Los Angeles, and I went to college with her, and she just came to visit, and I said, come with me to the station, and she's like, I got to ask him a question. So I want people.
Well, you know
to
what's fabulous? I love this because almost every day this happens to me, just like it just happened now, where someone really is in need of help.
Yes.
And I have the good fortune of hearing it and doing my best to try and help. It makes my day every day.
Yeah, well, we're gonna
thank
Tracy,
you so much. Yeah, I can't wait to tell them.
Yeah, she was sitting there going, I think I got to call about my friends. And I'm like, what are you talking about? So I said, all right.
So glad you did.
Yeah.
So glad you did.
Yeah, that's good. Oh, that's great. So I'm going to give them your number. You know, I'm reading this thing here. It says over 90% of adults carry at least one risk factor. And a lot of them know about it, and a lot of them don't know about it. And so what do you think? Is it just complacency or what?
No, I think it's more than one risk factor, to be honest with you, Susan. For example, the COVID pandemic caused people a lot of stress.
Yeah.
Laid off from their job, the restaurants closed, financial worries, and then inflation hit us all hard.
Mm-hmm.
It's just more stress.
Yeah,
and
stress.
So stress kills, there's no doubt about that. And our immune cells have to decide to fight or flight or flee. And so stress really is bad. We all have some.
You can't get away from it.
You can't,
but
really.
It's the levels.
Sooner or later in your life, you're going to have some. If you're
yes.
in business, you always have your share of it.
Right.
And but, you know, another pandemic, if you will, today, and it's because of our food. There's so little natural food. It's genetically modified. We're surrounded by chemicals.
There's
the two reasons Jim Strauss believed that cancer, which used to be uncommon when I was young.
Yep.
You didn't hear many people had it. They'd call it the C. Nobody even wanted to say the word.
Mm.
Today, everyone knows someone or has a family member or lost a close friend or loved one to cancer.
Yes.
There's nobody doesn't know someone or more than one with cancer.
Oh,
so genetically modified foods, you know, seedless foods and so forth, and all the chemicals, insecticides, pesticides, herbicides, fungicides, chemical fertilizers, chemical preservatives, and we're eating the produce that is grown in depleted soil for the most part, so we're trying to make that up with chemicals. You can't beat nature, Susan. You can't match nature.
Yes.
Nature doesn't even duplicate itself. That's how biodiverse and strong natural things are.
Point.
There's no two tomatoes that are identical, or pine trees or giraffes. That's where we get our strength from. So some of these fruits that look like they came out of a stamping machine, they're all identical.
Yes.
Or anything seedless.
You know, I'm glad you're bringing this up because I say it to people, but they don't hear it very much about the seedless. Like in the summer when we have watermelons, I refuse to buy the seedless watermelon. I'm like, how can this be a watermelon if it doesn't have any seeds? Or lemons that are seedless, or like you said,
that's right.
Tomatoes.
Oranges. There hasn't been a real orange for a very long time.
And
there hasn't been a natural cob of corn for longer. It's more than 30 years.
Mm.
Nature didn't make peaches and cream, or it just made corn.
Yes.
And so the corn is no longer good for you.
Nope.
Well, that's a surprise. It was one of the staples in the world, corn, rice, and wheat. And now it's not good for you. Wheat is not natural wheat anymore. There's some 200 forms of genetically modified wheat. Someone wrote a book called Wheat Belly, How It'll Make You Fatter Around the Middle.
Mm-hmm.
But I was going to say obesity, and it's not everyone's fault. They put low fat on labels, for example. And I was grateful for that day. I was with Jim Strauss in the grocery store, and I went to buy a jar of sandwich spread that said low fat.
Mm-hmm.
He said, why are you buying that? I said, nobody in my family needs to gain weight, Jim. He said, well, you will if you buy that. I said, what do you mean? He said, they take fat out that your body can handle, and they add refined sugar that your body can't handle. He said, if you eat that low-fat brand, you get fatter.
Yep.
And so that's
I tell
deceiving.
That to people
there's,
as well.
There's some evil to that, I think.
You know, we grew up, I don't know what year it started, but there were no low-fat anything when
that's
I was
right.
a child. And we drank whole milk. We had, you know, my mom always used butter. She never did buy margarine. And that's right. Because she was a big gourmet cook here in New Orleans. And so, you know, that butter was the thing. And we never used margarine. And she said, it tastes like plastic. And I was like, she was right. And so
she was absolutely right.
Yeah, so I don't do...
It's one of the closest things to plastic that people eat.
What?
Yeah.
Yeah.
So
you know, I don't buy any low-fat anything, because if you read it and you take a whole food next to it and you read it, low-fat's got more chemicals than any whole food that matches it. It's crazy. And that's
you
why
know
I'm
what
will
shake you up as well? And anybody who has high blood pressure should pay particular attention to this.
Yes.
You know the vegetable juices or tomato juice, but they also make a mixed vegetable juice, very popular.
Mm-hmm.
I don't want to say the name.
Yes, I know. I know which one.
But if you look at these juices, and they're very tasty because we're addicted to salt and sugar, most of us. I was in the shopping store in Florida. I'm not even going to say their name, but I was in there, and I had this taste for tomato juice. I don't drink it hardly ever. And I round the corner with my cart. There's a skid of it, a wooden pallet with the vegetable juice on it. I picked up one, 2-quart, and I actually picked up a second one, which I've never done in my life, and I thought, let me read the directions. Susan, I couldn't believe, 27%. Sodium.
Wow.
27. So that means of every quart, you're drinking a full tumbler of salt.
Yeah. Now that's you brought up a whole nother thing about salt, because I'm big on the salt thing. I don't use regular table salt. I use real salt. You use real salt, right?
Sea salt. That's right.
That's right. Sea salt that's unrefined, not processed. That's what I use.
Yeah.
And you know what? It tastes better.
Oh, it's wonderful. I love it.
I do, too. It melts. Like, if you have a piece of meat and you put it on the... You can see it just melts into the meat. Table salt doesn't do that, you know?
No. They have different types. My wife is from Cleveland, Ohio, and they have an incredible market at Cleveland. And we splurge and buy this black volcanic salt. And it is the best taste in salt you ever had in your life. On your salad or on anything, really.
Yes.
But,
and can
know,
I add to that?
Natural is the key.
Yeah, can I add to
key.
That?
We
that...
can't beat nature. We can't
no.
beat it. We can't. Believe me, if a hurricane comes, there's nothing man's going to do about it but suffer the hurricane.
That's right. But I want to add something else about the unrefined real salt, like the one I use. 80 minerals I'm getting from the salt. Whereas table salt, you're not getting that. I can tell you that. 80 minerals. Oh, boy. We're going to go to the last break of the hour, and you're listening to Health Connections. This is Susan Berniker, and I'm speaking with Wayne Elliott, who has quite an interesting life. He had the worst day of his life and the luckiest day of his life when he was a young man, and it changed the projection of his life forever, and he's telling us about it, and we'll be right back in just a few minutes.
That uses pure light to cook your food hotter, faster, and with incredible precision. With 3 independent cooking zones and powerful searing, Brava cooks meals 2 to 4 times faster than traditional ovens. No preheating, no guesswork. And now for a limited time, enter Chew on This at checkout and get $200 off your Brava oven. Brava, pure light, perfect food. Shop now at Brava.com.
This is Kate Delaney from America Tonight. The show kicks on at midnight, and I'm loving the overwhelming support in New Orleans. What a group of fantastic listeners here on WGSO 990 AM. Join me every morning to catch up on what I call the buzz in your backyard and mine. You'll hear some of the most interesting people on the planet from the world of business, politics, sports, and, well, just intriguing people with a story to tell. If you're around, give us a call. Don't worry, I'll spit out the number plenty of times on the air. Let's agree to meet at midnight right here on WGSO 990 AM in New Orleans.
Pop quiz, New Orleans. What are the 2 things you're never supposed to talk about in mixed company? If you answer James Carville as an LSU fan and the genius of giving minimum age earning janitors the keys to central lockup, wrong. But if you put your I'm a proud Catholic New Orleanian thinking cap on and answered religion and politics, winner winner Popeye's chicken dinner, and the grand prize is I've returned to morning drive where I belong at 6 to 7 a.m. here on WGSO and simulcast on crusadechannel.com.
Listen each weeknight from 7 to 9 p.m. with Louis R. Avalone and Stephen Parr here on WGSO 990 a.m.
Atomic batteries to power.
Now, everything old is new again. America's entertainment pop culture talk show.
Ah, if you relate to these clips playing in the background, there you go. You will enjoy Everything Old is New Again right here on WGSO. Hi, this is Douglas Viviani of Everything Old is New Again. Join us for the fun every Sunday at 6, at Sundays at 6 p.m. right here on WGSO. Make
my day. FBI, open up!
Just because you legally possess a gun in the sanctity of your locked home doesn't mean that we're not going to walk into that home and check to see if you're being responsible.
Tyranny in the USA.
We warned about this years ago.
I'm Tom Coates.
I'm Michelle Godin.
We're Baldy and the Blonde.
Wednesdays at 4 on WGSO. Follow us on X at Baldy Blonde.
Hi, this is Rusty, owner of the Olive Branch Cafe. Join me on Tuesdays at 4 for the Best Bank Hour on WGSO 990.
Hey, this is Nicole Dornack. Join me Tuesdays and Thursdays for Nick at Noon. I will be discussing food, libations, the arts, life, and everything that makes our city great. Only on WGSO 990 AM.
This is that ice cold Michelle fight for that white gold. This one for them hood girls, them good girls, straight masterpieces. Styling, wildin', living it up in the city. Got Chuck's on with Saint Laurent. Gotta kiss myself. I'm so pretty.
Okay, we're back. We had too much Mardi Gras yesterday. We're dancing to the music. Okay, and you can be dancing too if you take better care of yourself. All right, you're listening to Health Connections. This is Susan Bernicker. We've been speaking all this time with Wayne Elliott, which is a little different because I have a lot of experts on all the time and people that know this, but this is a what I call a natural health and wellness educator to the people, because he's just a person that something bad happened to him and he fixed it in a natural way. But before we get to that, I want to say, you know, somebody just asked me in the studio, where can we buy that stuff? I said, that's a good question. Where can they get, like, the heart drops and the aged garlic and stuff like that?
There's a toll-free telephone number, Susan. They can speak to one of the wonderful ladies out in Kamloops, British Columbia, the Strauss plant and office. That's 1-866-478-2873. That's 1-866-478-2873.
Okay.
You can go online and get a lot of information. You can watch webinars and radio shows and so forth and learn all about the products, all about the herbs in the products. They're all botanicals. They're all safe, 46 years proven safe, not one complaint to the FDA,
yeah,
Health Canada, or the Strauss Company.
Yeah.
And the website address is straussnaturals.com. Strauss is spelled Strauss, naturals with an S, .com.
Great.
And the ladies there will be pleased to help you. And yeah, if you go on the website, you'll get all kinds of information you might be interested in, the individual herbs. And all the herbs in these formulas, Susan, are historically proven for centuries, most of them.
Yes.
And going back before there was a North America discovered by the explorers.
Yes.
And when you think of it, two-thirds of the world's population to this day relies on natural
medicine. That's right. They're still using the natural. I also want to add to that, that we just, a couple of weeks ago, maybe 3 weeks ago, we now have an app for our station. And it's great because even when I'm on, if you just open the app, it's right there. You just tap the app and you can hear us. It's WGSO 990. That's our new app. And you can, like this show will be saved, and people can come to the website, WGSO.com, or go to the app, and we will save this. And Wayne, I'm going to put the number and the website all underneath. They can replay this show, and we'll have a little information underneath that on WGSO.com or on the app. So I just wanted to let you know. That's new information because we didn't have an app before, and it's great. Okay.
That's wonderful.
Yeah, so we've been talking about cardiovascular care and how you, at 35, had a heart attack, and then you got into the whole natural scene, and it's changed your life, and you're still kicking 37 years later. And but doesn't this also, we're talking about how it's great for the heart and stuff. wouldn't it, and circulation and cholesterol, and wouldn't it also affect things like prostate or bladder or anything like that?
Well, the heart drops do make everything to where you want it. So the heart drops are always wonderful for everyone to take. That's our flagship product. But for men, we have the prostate form. Now, that saved my dad's prostate. And my dad, a lover of Western medicine and pharmaceuticals, a real believer, had a lot of doctor friends. And he had an angioplasty, the balloon treatment, in Boston, at Boston Medical. And they told him he needed open heart surgery, bypass surgery. I convinced my dad, because what had happened to me, my recovery, to give us 3 months and then go back to Boston. They'll test you, and if they think you should still need the surgery, then they'll tell you. He did that. Right hand to God, he did. They canceled the surgery, Susan.
Yes.
So about 2 years later, he tells me he's got to have a prostatectomy, have his prostate removed.
Oh,
I said, what are you talking about? You know, we have great formula. He said, I've been on pills for 2 years, and now they tell me I have to have it removed. I convinced him to wait the 3 months, Susan, and take the Strauss prostate formula. And again, so help me God, when he went back to Boston, they tested him. My dad died 12 or 13 years later with a healthy prostate. He never had it removed,
That's
never
great.
Took another pill for it. So the urinary tract, I'm glad you brought that up.
Mm-hmm.
It's a terrible thing, urinary tract infections. There's a lot of women that suffer it, incontinence, weak flow, difficulty emptying the bladder, urgency to go, leaking, all the getting up too many times through the night like my poor mother used to suffer. Well, the Strauss bladder formula, even for the urinary tract infections, I'll just repeat it, your 100% satisfaction is guaranteed. You get a full refund wherever you bought a Strauss product if you're not satisfied. So we couldn't make that guarantee, Susan, if our stuff didn't work. And it's just a wonderful, those two products, prostate and bladder, wonderful for our urinary system and those organs. The one I'd like to mention before we're done is the women's products.
Oh, yeah.
And that's the menopause and the woman's wonder for ladies and young ladies and teens that have difficulty with bloating and cramping during their menstrual cycle. We have the woman's wonder. It's incredible, taken only 3 days a month, and usually not for more than 3 months. So 9 days taking it, and ladies don't suffer again the terrible bloating and cramps and missing school and work. And then the Strauss menopause, that's our most complex formula with 20 separate herbs. And it works, the hot flashes, the night sweats, mood swings, it truly works. And again, satisfaction guaranteed. So we don't have to suffer these things anymore. And I'm thrilled for our fair ladies,
you know,
Susan.
Yes, I want to say something about, you're saying 20 herbs in this and, you know, so many herbs in that, that there is a real science behind the fact that when you put certain herbs together, they synergize and they become more powerful. Some people
That's
think,
right.
oh, they're just throwing everything at it. No, they actually work more powerful together. Am I right?
Not only that, but the Strausses knew that we're like snowflakes, Susan. We're all different. There's
That's
no
right.
two of us identically alike in any way.
Yes.
So some of the herbs in that formula, for example, you'll find two herbs that basically historically proven to do the same thing. And Strauss did that because he knows that we're all different, and he wanted to make sure that enough of our female population that needed it got results from it. You know, we're not all the same. So
right.
if you looked all this up at pubnet.gov, you'll see all these herbs.
Yes.
And that's why there's 20 in that formula. It's to try and include everyone and make it effective for everyone that needs it.
That's right. I'm so glad we had you on today. It was a fluke that I was going to get you on this show, but I'm so glad it worked out. I want to tell y'all again, straussnaturals.com. It's Strauss naturals.com. Toll-free number is 1-866-478 800-585-2873. And we will have that on the website and on the app. And I want to thank you so much, Wayne, for coming on the show. You have a great story. And can you hold? We got a question for you in the studio after we leave.
Sure. And thanks for having me. It's my pleasure. And keep doing what you're doing. The world needs you, Susan.
Oh, thank you. You too. Bye-bye.
All the best.
Okay. We'll see you next week.
If you have an interest in hosting your own program, then we have some prime spots available for you. Take advantage of this great offer. Email me at jeff@wgso.com or call me at 504-669-6076. Come fulfill your radio dreams at WGSO.
Get up early on Saturdays and talk LSU athletics with us. Tiger Rag Radio every Saturday morning, 5 to 7 on WGSO, the community voice of the Crescent
City. Hello, this is David Jeremiah. Join me each weekday morning at 4:30 or 5:30 a.m. for Turning Point on the community voice of the Crescent City WGSO.
WGSO 990 a.m. is the only locally owned and operated talk station in New Orleans. We feature 20 local hosts discussing a variety of topics in an era when the daily newspaper is being discontinued and our competitors are out-of-state media conglomerates. We ask you, our listeners, to support local programming on a local station. To advertise or sponsor one of our great shows, contact me at jeff@wgso.com or call 504-669-6076.
Hey, fellow patriots, I'm John.
And I'm Mike.
We're the Jambalaya Boys from the Holy and Patriotic Jambalaya Show.
Join us Saturday afternoons from 1 to 2 p.m. on WGSO 990 AM and WGSO.com.
God, family, and country.
Don't miss Chew on This with John Clement and Patty B, 1 p.m. Saturdays on WGSO 990 AM and WGSO.com. New time, same great flavor.
It's Jeff Cruer. Listen to Ringside Politics weekdays, 7 to 9 in the morning and 6 to 7 in the evening, right here on WGSO 990 AM, New Orleans.